The ILO has presented a report on the situation of workers in the occupied Arab territories since 1980. The findings in this latest study come from a mission that visited the West Bank, East Jerusalem, Gaza, the Syrian Golan, and Israel earlier this year. The mission was headed by Kari Tapiola of Finland.
Last year, when we did this report, the general expectation was that things would move in a certain direction. Very prominently, there was an expectation that the discussion in the United Nations on recognition of a state of Palestine would lead into results. What we had to note this year was that due to a certain number of things, and we would like to call them a unhappy coincidence of different situations, so actually the optimism that we saw there last year, which was relative and cautious, had turned into rather much of a pessimism.
ILO says the realities of occupation and the continued expansion of Israeli settlements have led to what it calls a shrinking space for Palestinian development. The situation is particularly grave in what's known as Area C in the West Bank, which covers roughly 60% of the landmass there and is crucial to a future Palestinian state. Area C continues to be under full Israeli control.
And that, together with the expansion of settlement activity, led us into saying that if this goes on, there is no room for a viable Palestinian state.
The report finds that while the unemployment rate in the occupied Palestinian territory dropped from nearly 24% in 2010 to 21% last year, overall joblessness is still higher than in 2000. Furthermore, nearly three-quarters of Palestinians, or 71%, are under the age of 30, and they are concerned about job prospects. Nada Al-Nashif is the ILO Regional Director for the Arab States. She says they have implemented a $5.5 million program addressing areas such as decent work, strengthening labor rights, and creating a social protection system.
The better integration of women into the economy has been one very much at the heart of UN work, and the ILO took on one specific part of it and looking at the world of work. And we had a very interesting and actually a very constructive program dealing with women and cooperatives, looking at the capacity building and looking at business development services for women.
The report says that despite the ongoing difficulties, the process of building a Palestinian state continues. It also cites the changes towards democracy and greater openness in the Arab world as another element of hope. Deanne Penn, United Nations.